Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. French President Emmanuel Macron decided to call a snap election following a bruising loss to the far right in a European Parliament ballot, Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
It's a roll of the dice on his political future and could offer the far right a shot at real power. Macron's stature has been diminished since he lost his absolute majority in Parliament 2 years ago. Discussing the snap election call, a source close to Macron said there was a chance he could win back a majority by taking everyone by surprise. But they added that if Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally, or RN, does take over, the gamble is that the next 3 years would demonstrate their incompetence to voters and undermine their bid for the presidency in 2027.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. An Israeli raid freed four hostages and killed at least 274 Palestinians in Gaza on Saturday. The mother of one of the four Israeli hostages rescued is grateful to have her son back, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For It My Year, whose 22-year-old son Almog was one of four Israeli hostages rescued, says her wish has come true.
I haven't stopped smiling since my Almog was returned to me.
On October 7th, Hamas took 250 hostages. Her son was one of them.
I had my first full night's sleep in 8 months.
120 hostages remain, about a third are believed dead. The Israeli rescue operation claimed the life of one commando, and Gaza's health ministry says 274 Palestinians were killed, including 64 children. I'm Julie Walker.
Hamas welcomed a UN security resolution backing a plan for a ceasefire in Gaza on Monday. This is VOA News. United Nations spokesperson Stufan Duharik on Monday said the agency was working to secure the release of 11 detained staff by Houthi security forces in Yemen.
We continue our contacts with all various authorities in the hope that all of them will be released as quickly as possible.
The two women and nine men work for five different UN agencies and the UN envoy for Yemen. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist group. A statement issued by Ukraine's military general staff said it was responsible for the June 5th attack on an oil refinery. They said the damage done cost the Russian oil industry more than $500 million in lost production. Reuters quoted sources as saying the plant suspended operations after the attack, one of numerous Ukrainian drone strikes on Russian refineries that have disrupted output. Malawi's Office of the President and Cabinet said in a statement on Monday an aircraft carrying the country's vice president and nine others had gone missing. Trevor Corral reports.
An aircraft carrying Malawi's vice president and nine others has gone missing, the country's presidency said on Monday. It said in a statement that Vice President Saulos Klaus Chilima was aboard a Malawi Defense Force aircraft that left the capital at 9:17 a.m. local time, and that all efforts to contact the aircraft since it disappeared from radar had so far failed. Search and rescue operations are ongoing. According to the statement, the aircraft had been scheduled to land at Mzuzu International Airport shortly after 10 a.m.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. An explosion at an armaments plant in Poland caused a fire that killed a 59-year-old man who worked there and injured another person. While Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said there was no reason to believe an external force was responsible, Poland has recently witnessed a string of fires. Officials have been investigating whether these could be the results of sabotage by Russia or Belarus. South Korea's military says it's detecting signs that North Korea is installing its own loudspeakers along their border a day after the South blared anti-Pyongyang propaganda broadcast over its speakers. South Korea's broadcast on Sunday was in retaliation for the North sending over 1,000 balloons filled with trash and manure over the last couple of weeks. North Korea has described its balloon campaign as a tit-for-tat against South Korean civilian groups flying anti-North Korean propaganda leaflets across the border. Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.